Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Yes, we're back again. It's another episode of That's So Hun with me, Gareth, and I'm fresh off me hollybobs. As you can see, it's not a filter on the camera. I've just got a really nice tan. I've been on me hollybobs, and I've missed you, Electra.
I've missed you so much. Yeah. I know, like, you put me on mute while you were on holiday, which I'm very upset about, not going to lie. But I've missed you so much, and you've come back glowing.
I'm glowing.
You're relaxed.
Rejuvenated.
You're looking good.
Full of wine.
Full of wine.
Full of regret. So we're back for another episode of That's So Hun. And as you know, this podcast breaks down Hun culture for the Hun initiated. So if you don't know what Hun culture is, or you've never heard about Hun culture, don't worry. We've got you. We're going to look after you today.
We're going to help you through this.
We are. And just a quick reminder that the tickets for our Strongbow Takeabout brunch are now on sale for London. Get yourself on Eventbrite. Those tickets are running out really quickly out the door. We want to see you on the 29th of June in London for our Strongbow Takeabout brunch. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited for that. It's going to go off.
It is going to go off. And another thing to let you know is just confirmed, we've actually got a live date booked for this podcast.
I can't believe this.
How did this happen?
I don't know. I am honestly
shook.
Blown away. I'm shooketh.
Shooketh. So we are going to be performing our podcast live at British Summertime Open House at Hyde Park on the 28th of June at 7 till 8. So if you've enjoyed watching the podcast on YouTube or listening to it, you can come and watch it perform live at British Summertime. And what I've been telling everybody is, because you know everybody knows I'm a fan of Kylie Minogue. Well, Kylie Minogue's performing there on the 13th of July. So I'm telling everybody I'm supporting Kylie Minogue.
We are actually supporting Kylie Minogue.
Exactly.
And Stevie Nicks when she was
there. Stevie Nicks.
And everyone else who's performed at Hyde Park. We are the opening act for them.
We're the opening act, yes. So come and join us at Hyde Park on the 28th, 7 till 8. On the podcast this week, we are joined by one of my favourite housemates ever from Big Brother, because you know that we are obsessed with Big Brother on this podcast and with HunsNet. And without further ado, I'm so excited to welcome to That's So Hun, it's the fabulous Yinran!
Yes!
Hello, everyone!
Hey, Yinran. Hello, how are you, Hun?
I'm doing very great, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. That's so Hun.
That's so Hun. That's so Yinran, actually.
Oh,
exactly.
Yin Hun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Yinran, you've got it. Yinran, you follow my page and you follow HunsNet. What if you had to explain Hun culture to somebody, because I know that you like comparing the UK to China. How would you explain this whole Hun culture thing to everybody?
I think it is colourful, it is unexpected, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, and it's a bit of an extension of like British, of like the best and worst of British culture, I would say. Yeah, what do you think, Electra?
I agree, it is. It's the best. I think it's the best of British culture.
I mean the worst in the best possible way.
The worst in the best, yeah, like Dream Matt Moose, you know, exactly. And stuff like that. Honestly, I love what you're wearing today. You
really
look incredible. I love this whole bagpuss look.
Like squashies.
The little the little sweeties. The drumsticks.
The swizzle sticks things.
Yes. And
I love your social media because you are basically living my best life by eating every takeaway that there is and rating it.
Yes, I've never actually had takeaway very often before when into the Big Brother house because I cook by myself a lot and I'm Chinese, so why would I order a Chinese takeaway? Because everything I cook is Chinese food. However, once I tried it, it's totally different than I imagined. Salt and pepper chips. Banger.
When I order from a Chinese, all I order, salt and pepper chicken, salt and pepper squid, salt and pepper chips,
salt and
curry
pepper.
Sauce, prawn, what them things called? Prawn crackers.
Prawn crackers.
I love it.
Yes.
My order is usually noodles. So I like, the Singapore noodles.
The vermicelli.
Yes. Yeah, that's, I like those. But what I do sometimes, when I've been out on a night out, I order them at lunch and I order an egg fried rice as well because I can't choose. And then I just graze on it all day. Also, you've been trying a lot of, with your boyfriend Luke, you've been trying lots of UK foods and crisps and sweets and everything like that. What have you learned from that process?
Chip butty. Oh, can you imagine? I've never thought about it. I only think, you put chicken, you put like tuna in the sandwich. You can put carbohydrates in the sandwich. So it's carb, and it's amazing.
Carb on carb.
You are my inspiration. I love this. Do you know, chip butty is very northern, isn't it?
Yes.
So I'm northern and we have like, chip butty is just like a normal thing. It's a snack. Now, do you put butter on your bread before you put the chips on?
Of course. I even put vinegar on as well.
Yes, and lots and lots of salt.
Exactly.
And then you should pour gravy on it as well.
Really?
Gravy on everything. Gravy on everything. Gravy on ice cream.
Oh, great. I could drink a pot of gravy.
Have you had a crisp sandwich yet?
Yes, I had it in the Big Brother house, actually.
And that was the first time you'd had it?
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing here? They said, try it before you make comment. And I tried it. Oh, what did they put it? Prawn cocktail.
Prawn. It's basically when you can't, if you can't afford a tuna sandwich or you need something quick, you get the prawn cocktail crisps in there just for the same sort
I'm
of thing.
I'm going to say something very controversial.
Say it.
I don't like crisp butties.
Well, it was nice knowing you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. No, I'm not a crisp butty person. A butty, you know, butter. I forget.
What's wrong with you? Who hurt you?
The butties. It's the texture.
Yeah, but you can change the crisps.
But sometimes you might afraid that it might cut you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's
the
reason,
I know it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have a skip sandwich? You know skips, the ones which dissolve?
Not skips. They melt and it's weird. Skips melt.
How am I only just finding this out about you?
Crisp. I can eat crisps like they're going out of fashion.
Yeah.
But a crisp butty, not for me.
Do you know, are you aware of the concept of a picky tea?
Picky tea?
Yeah, so you know when you, like on a Saturday, you might want to watch like lots of series on Netflix.
Yes.
And you go to Marks and Spencer's and then you get, you can go to anywhere really, Aldi. It doesn't need to be Marks and Spencer's. I haven't even got Marks and Spencer's near me. You go to Aldi and you get like olives, you get like little bits of meat, you get little sausage rolls. What else could be on a picky tea?
Would you like an olive, Kylie?
I would, yeah. What else could be on a picky tea?
Oh, right, sausage rolls. It's all like beige food for me.
Yeah.
So sausage rolls, pork pies with the jelly in it. Do you know go on.
Would you have tea with picky tea?
No, that's the posh version.
It's just dinner, the food, tea, picky tea.
Picky tea, yeah. So, So I'm northern, we say tea up north.
Yeah.
So, like, picky tea is like loads of different
nibbles.
Yeah. So I think the Spanish would call it tapas, but that's much more boozy. But we call it picky tea. So it's basically like if we were here now, I'd have my legs up. I'd have like Selling Sunset on the whole series, which I've already watched, and I'd literally just be feeding myself all day with beige food
while flicking through your phone.
Yes.
I was going with that.
Whilst flicking through your phone and just, you know, looking at what everybody else is doing, but just constantly feeding yourself.
Yeah, it's great.
Sounds lovely.
Well, I tell you what, after this, should we all go for a picky tea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, since you've left the Big Brother house, what I also love watching is when you come down to London, you out and about with all of your other housemates. Who are you still in contact with lots from the house?
Jonah and Harry.
Yeah.
And there's another scene. Matty actually went to my home city. Matty was in Shanghai like last week.
Oh my God.
Yes. And he was traveling and sent me pictures. I said, oh, wow, that's close to my house.
Did you give him any recommendations of
where
to go?
Yes, I did. Like the bar, the parks near the band, because Shanghai is near the shore as well. So there are some lovely places, and I think he enjoyed it very good.
Yeah, he's out there living his best life. You've just basically swapped lives now.
Yeah, I was thinking, wow, you are living my life in Shanghai. And he's going to be back very soon, so I will look forward to seeing him as well.
Quick question, while you were talking about Jordan and Henry, we had those on our podcast. Yes. They're really good fun. And have you tried lobster thermidor yet?
No.
Is it lobster thermidor?
Yeah, because it was Henry's favourite meal, wasn't it, that he mentioned on Big Brother?
Henry, if you're listening, take your run for a bit of lobster thermidor.
Lobster.
So, of course, having a fabulous Big Brother contestant with us, Yinran, we have got to do a deep dive on Big Brother in general. Now, Big Brother is a massive part of Hun culture because it creates so many memeable moments. Did you know about Big Brother's cultural impact on, like, meme culture before you went in?
I knew it because I didn't watch a lot Big Brother before I entered the house, but I saw all the memes, like David's dad.
Yep. We've got to talk about David's dad. I could talk about David's dad for the rest of my life, I think.
Oh, it was so funny. And there were so many iconic characters from Big Brother, like Alison and also Nikki as well.
Oh, Nikki.
So many Hung characters. Oh, it was brilliant.
There's so many memeable moments which have come from Big Brother from back in the day. And I think when I knew that Big Brother was coming back, and the series that you participated in, because it was off air for how long?
Oh,
4 years? 5 years?
5 years.
We didn't have any of that, so because there was lots of just recycling some of the old characters. But what I loved about it, when you and your housemates joined the house, it's given us so many memeable moments. Like we were talking about just before we went live, the wigs. The wig.
Big wig.
That wig. Do you know what? There is like a book of Big Brother memes, and you have taken a place in that book of Hall of Fame, because that wig, you in that wig, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Really?
Every night we were watching, we used to watch separately because we don't live together, consequently. Just let everybody know that. That would never happen.
Not
every night we would be on the group chat, wouldn't we? It's the group chat, it was just me and you chatting before. And there were so many moments. But we were talking earlier and you said that you don't actually have possession of said wig.
Yeah, I don't have that wig. I was asking, actually, so very cheeky, can I keep the wig from the production team? But they gave me a hint, like, probably we may use it in the future. IYKYK. That's a new thing I learned as well. if you know, you know.
So we could be, maybe there could be a return of you in the wig in the house somehow.
I would love to. I can just sit there all day wibbling my wig.
Have you got any wig tips for Yinran, Electra? Not that you wear any, of course.
I don't wear wigs. I don't wear wigs. But, you know, keep it sprayed, keep it bushy, keep it big, baby.
Once I wear the wig, I found like super confident. I don't know why. I just feel like, okay, this is my time to go upwards.
Did you think the wig gave you a brand new character? So
yeah.
Maybe I should get a wig.
Oh my
you
God.
Should give it a go.
I could, but I don't think I could have the height. I'm already 6'4".
What would you have, like a little... I'd have like down a lady
I'd have,
one.
I'd have like a choppy bob, loads
you'd
of
have legs. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, like posh spice.
Yeah, a pob.
A pob.
Definitely. So that is in the archive somewhere in a Big Brother storage room.
Yeah.
I think what we should do, we should maybe go try and find out where it is and do a little smash and grab.
Look, we've got contacts. We can get at you. Don't worry.
We can.
I actually applied for the 1% Club earlier than Big Brother and recorded way earlier as well.
Yeah.
So it was like 1.5 years away until it's aired. Oh, wow, that's me?
Yeah, because that's what I thought. I thought the 1% Club might be like 3 months in advance because I'm at the stage of my life now where on a Saturday night I used to go out to the pubs and clubs partying, but now I'm ordering a Chinese or Indian takeaway watching the 1% Club, and I'm absolutely obsessed by it. And then when I saw that you were on it, I was obsessed even more.
Now, when you're playing that game, do you stick to the rules, or do you like, because when me and my fiance play it, we sit there and we add like extra rules. So we'll go, you get like an extra pass. I get many passes because I'm stupid. But I love it. It gets you like going. It makes you think as well.
I watch it with Luke, my boyfriend, as well. And we get very competitive.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when he got it quite early, he would be like, tsk. And I was like, I'm still thinking. Why do you make that sound? I was like, oh, you put me on edge now.
And then you worry, don't you? And you're like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, can I have my pass then? Because you did that sound. I need to have one more pass.
Yeah.
You need to play by Electra's rules, I think. You need to share what the rules are.
Extra pass. I'll give you the rule list. I've got it in the
I don't know about you, but if I play it and I get the first few questions right, I feel great. And I'm like, oh, I'm really into it. Yeah. If I get the first few questions wrong, which is very rare, FYI, I'm like, no, don't want to play it. Yeah. No, I'm not playing it. Should we order takeaway?
Should we watch something else?
Yeah. The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing. And what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders? We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. So, as you know on the podcast, every week we chat about loads of different things that contribute to Hun culture. And then at the end of the episode, we decide between us which we think is the Hunniest item or thing that we've spoken about this week. In addition to that, every week on the podcast, we bring an item back from the past that has contributed to Hun culture and things that we celebrate in today's day and age, but we bring it back to the past to reminisce and remind everybody how great it was and to get all the feels once again. So, Electra, what is in this week's Hunstery box?
I matched the box today.
Yeah, you look like, you actually look
where
like
the
box.
Go on,
it's,
babe.
It's the same fabric.
It is, isn't it? It's very expensive fabric, this.
That box wasn't very expensive, so I don't believe you.
That's really rude, that. In this week's Hunstery box is, I'm just trying to feel how heavy it is, the Groovy Chick mugs!
So, Yinran, have you ever heard of Groovy Chick?
Not at all.
Do you know what? 10 out of 10 for the acting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not at all. Electra, tell everybody what Groovy Chick, and more so Yunrin, tell everybody about the iconicness of Groovy Chick.
Now, Groovy Chick was this girl from the early noughties.
Late 90s, early noughties.
Yeah. And everyone had her bedding. She had toasters. She had kettles. She had candles. She had pajamas.
Yeah.
She also had what? She had everything.
She had everything.
She had everything.
Can I have a little go? So fabulous. So Groovy Chick is actually this one here. She's Groovy Chick.
Yes.
Here. And in the beginning of the noughties, so 2001, 2002, all of the female population of
And the gays
of a certain age will know that this just took over everybody's life. As Electra said, there was stationery, there was mugs, she had MP3 players, mm-hmm. She was everything. So these are a relic from the past, and I know that all of the Huns out there will have a Groovy Chick story. So tell us your Groovy Chick story in the comments, we want to know.
Do we know the name of the Groovy Chick's friend?
She's best friend or something, wasn't she?
Yeah. Groovy, does anybody know the name of
that? Groovy Ducks?
Sorry?
Groovy what?
Ducks.
Ducks?
Yeah.
Oh, like chicks and ducks! Oh, yeah, but that's quite northern, isn't it? So we got groovy chick and groovy duck.
Me duck.
Right, we need to put that on the socials. What is groovy chick's best friend called?
Sarah. She looks like a Sarah.
I hope it's groovy duck. I hope it's groovy, groovy duck. Forevermore, she will be known as Groovy Duck. So there we are. That's fabulous. What I do like about this is that these are totally different mugs as well. You've got a small one. And you got a big
one's
one.
One's a soup mug and one's a hot cup of tea mug.
Exactly. Ooh. That. Now, Yinran, we ask all of our guests to bring something that you think is so hun to the podcast. Yes. So we can talk it. What's behind the UOK hun fan, Yinran?
I got this.
What is?
This is a worry worm.
A worry worm.
Yes, and I name her Wendy.
Wendy the worry worm.
Wendy the worry worm. I found it at Barrack upon Tweed, and someone was hanging it outside of their front door, saying like, "I am a worry worm, and if you pick me up, hopefully I can make you day."
Oh, and so it's like an inspirational worry worm.
Live, laugh, love, worry worm.
And this is so cute. Facebook asks for random kindness. Please post a photo if you can.
So you've got. Can I have a look at it?
Yes.
So what's the concept? So I'm a little worry worm, just waiting here alone. If I brightened up your day, I hope you'll take me home. This is a poem, by the way. It sounds. It. If you're ever feeling sad, then hold me for a while. Mm. I'm always sad. I'm a little crochet pal. I'm here to make you smile.
So you've taken that off someone's front door.
They said I can take it if I feel it. Thank you. Yes.
Well, we must take a picture of it because I'm sure the person who's made the worry worm would never expect that the worry worm has made it from Berwick upon Tweed down to London and on this podcast. Well, thank you for bringing in Wendy the worry worm. She is definitely so hun. Aww. And for anyone in Berwick upon Tweed, if you are missing a worry worm, then Yinran's stolen it. But thank you for bringing it to the show.
It's okay.
So, as you know, every week on the podcast, we delve into stories that are happening in the news or on social media and have a chat about them. And it is festival season coming up in the UK, and we've got Glastonbury coming up. Yinran, have you ever been to a festival in the UK, like a music festival?
No, I only went to food festival.
Food festival.
I got like Christmas market festival as well. So I went to the food festivals.
Perfect. I think that's probably better than going to Glastonbury, to be honest.
To be honest, I think I prefer that. Yeah. Getting lots of different types of food, like jams and stuff.
Yeah, and also the red wine. Apple wine. Oh. I would always get one, even though I can't drink alcohol. Just
a little
good.
Sip. Yes. Just a little sip.
Yes.
Well, Glastonbury's coming up, and Glastonbury is like the biggest UK festival. Have you been to a festival recently?
Yeah, I went to Mighty Hoops.
Yeah, I saw you, didn't I? We didn't go together.
We did. Yes. Oh, we didn't go together, yeah.
I saw you in the back of the crowd.
I was busy working the crowd, Kath.
Were you?
Yes. No, Mighty Hoops was good, wasn't it? Now, that's a hun.
That's a
that
hun
is
festival.
Hun. I've never been to Glastonbury, though.
I don't think... The problem I have with festivals, when there are UK festivals, people go for like... The festival's on like Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but people go and camp there in tents, but they go on Wednesday. I would not go to a festival and be there for 5 days. I don't think I could do it.
So they can get in at first.
Yeah.
So they are like queuing there with their camp.
Exactly. And they take a tent and they take all the drinks and the beer.
Wow.
And they're there for 5 days in a field watching music.
Wow.
Shall we all go together?
We will see.
And also, we were talking about this year, and we always talk about summer weather. And you need good weather to go to a festival. What's your thoughts on the British weather? Because the weather's not been weathering at the moment.
Oh, I can't imagine. It's still it's June, but yeah. I still have my heating on.
It's crazy.
It's because I'm living in the north, dorm, so I always have my heating on during the night. It's just freezing.
And the coal man comes around and you take the coal. And
somebody called it junior. What was it? Junuary.
Junuary.
So it's like January, but in June.
And one moment the sun comes out, the other moment it's just showering down.
Yeah.
Chucking down.
Chucking it down,
pissing
mate.
Pissing it down.
So, as you know, every week we ask everyone to send in things that they think are so hun for us to discuss on the podcast. And this week, Electra, what have we got?
So we have a story from Sasha from Manchester, and she has a story about loo chats. Why are they so hun? Right, so when Sasha was 17, she was in the pop world loos. A middle-aged woman told her about her long-term affair with her fella's best friend, and she looked like she was going to deck her if she disagreed. So I told her it was a mint idea, and when I woke up the next day, I felt so guilty, she cried.
So, loo chats.
Loo chats. Let's start with the loo chat before we help Sasha with her problem. Do you know what a loo chat is?
Thing is that in the dressing room, everyone putting makeup on and chatting with each
other. That's a version.
Yeah. You always get the best gossip in the toilets, don't you? Or in the dressing room.
So in the girls' toilets.
In the girls' toilets, yes. So yeah, everybody's like especially, or in like smoking areas when you go out to the pub, because obviously everybody's at the pub in the UK. When you go out to the smoking areas, that's where you get all of the best gossip. So it's either the smoking area or in the loos.
Yeah, I used to love it. Like, I still love it now. You chat and give someone advice, but you're not like qualified to give that advice.
Yeah. Imagine all of the ill-given advice that's given outside of the pub. What?
No, I'm just thinking about times when I've given people advice and it's like, this drunk person's come up to me and I've just given him advice. Leave him. You know, he's not worth it. And I've broken up someone's relationship when it probably could have worked.
We host our very own brunches. We have a drag brunch that we do, and lots of people come together, and literally they come normal people in at like midday, and by 5 o'clock then they're telling you all of your all of their problems and their information and everything like that.
After a couple of drinks, it's time to
our drag brunches that we have. It's all very kind of like big pop music, lots of people singing, and there's lots of wigs there from the drag queen, so you'll be perfect. Yes.
I will drag you up.
Yeah, I should wear my wig there. Yeah, and you can find me. You don't need to worry about missing me.
Because
that's true.
It stuck about 3 foot extra on you, didn't it? Yeah, three meters.
A wobbly wig. That's
so, yes, join us at our next drag brunch where Yinran will be performing as Boss Yinran. So it's now time to take a bow for one of the subjects that we have been speaking about this week, and that will be crowned That's So Hun for the week. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to recap. This is everything we've spoken about on the podcast today. We've spoken about crisp and chip butties or sandwiches. We've spoken about the picky tea. We've spoken about the 1% club. We've spoken about groovy chick and groovy duck. We've spoken about the worry worm, Wendy, stolen from Berwick-on-Tweed. And we've spoken about loo chats. So we have to decide which one of those is going to be crowned So Hun this week. Electra.
I think for me, this episode, what's so hun is Yinran. Stealing the worm. Stealing the Wendy Woo Woo worm. What is it? That is so hun to be going. Just, well, not stealing, taking the worm from someone's door. That is so hun. Aww. So for me, it's the Wendy Woo Woo worm.
Thank you.
Yinran, what do you think's been so hun this week on the pod?
I think it has to be this gooey chicken, gooey duck.
Groovy chicken, groovy duck. Yeah. I think groovy chick is like ultimate hun. Yeah. I actually think we're in a bit of a quandary here, because I think the 1% club is so hun, because everyone I speak to, it's like their guilty pleasure. Mm. Everybody watches it. But I tell you what, Yinran, because you are our guest this week, we will support you. And groovy chick and groovy duck can take a bow this week, because they are so hun. So we've nearly come to the end of this week's episode of That's So Hun, and we've been joined by the fabulous Yinran. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, I enjoy it so much. Thank you for having me. Yay.
No, thank you for coming. Now, tell us what's going on in your world, where we can look out for you, and what's coming up for Yinran over the next few months.
I would love to. I'm a very adventurous person. Mm-hmm. I would love to explore UK more, the culture, and go to different parts, because I spend most of my time in the north. Mm-hmm. I would like to come to source more often, go to festivals, go to
brunch.
Pub saloon chat.
Yes, the smoking areas. Yes.
Find Yinran in every single smoking area up and down the country.
Get Yinran on coach trip.
Yes.
So you can travel up and down the country.
I know that one. You mate with someone else.
Yes.
You mates with someone else. Sorry, I thought that. My brain was trying to work out what mate you meant. But yeah, mates, sorry. You go on with mates on the bus and you go around the country.
Is there any way that you is on your travel list that you want to go? Have you been to Brighton yet?
I want to go to Brighton.
You would love Brighton.
Brighton is on top of my list. Yeah. I like seaside. Is that seaside?
Yeah, it's like the best of London at the seaside.
Did they have fish and chips? Oh, here?
Lots of fish and chips. Have you had a sausage and batter yet?
I had one, but it's not that good.
Oh, I love a sausage.
It's overcooked. I want to try the proper, like, crispy sausage.
Yes.
Battered.
Yeah, I think you'll get a good sausage and batter in Brighton.
I want chippy tea now.
Yeah, chippy tea. And I hope as well that we see more of you on the new series of Big Brother.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I would love to. That would be such an honour.
Yeah, I think I loved you on Celebrity Big Brother on Late in Life, so I think we should have more on that. When is it due to start, the new season of Big Brother? Is it like October?
I think it's October or the September. Mm.
Yeah.
They're still casting.
I hope that, I mean, I love Big Brother, but I hope that they do a season in the summer as well, because Big Brother in the summer back in the day.
That would be so good.
And it was much longer, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's like 3 months.
I think, yeah.
My season was only 6 weeks. When I say only, it's still...
Did it feel like 6 weeks when you were in the house?
It feels like 6 months. Yeah. Because when we were in the house, every day we were waiting. So every single day feels like a week.
Yeah. And you don't know what's coming up that day.
No, would you want to do it one day?
Yes.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Hands down.
I would love to do it.
Because you would do so well, both of you.
Have a word.
Tell him.
When I went in, I went into the Big Brother house just before the celebrity version went on. And the first thing that I did was I did a copy of your moment when you went in. I loved it. So that was an iconic moment from the season of like straight in there. Just compose yourself. And go.
that was iconic.
So where can everybody find you on social media?
My social media handle on all the platforms is Yinran_hello.
Easy. On TikTok and
on
Instagram.
On TikTok and Instagram.
Well, Yinran, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for giving us all of your recommendations from all of your takeaways and telling us all about your time on the Big Brother house.
We absolutely
love you. And as I said, we hope to see you lots more on the telly. And I'm looking forward to seeing lots more of your social media content. And say hello to Luke for us as well.
Thank you.
Join us for another episode of That's So Hun next week, where we'll be back with another fabulous guest. And we'll be telling you more about our fabulous plans with Strongbow and the Summer of Greatness. Until next time, we're going to leave you with an inspirational quote. I forgot it. We are going to leave you with an inspirational quote from Electra.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seaty.
Thanks for watching. Till next time, goodbye. So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you're following @StrongbowUK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take A Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton & Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.